Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to our King of Kings. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah to our Creator, the one true and living Father who loves us so much so that he gave Jesus, his only Son, to die for him, to die for us. Good morning. It's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We welcome each of you this morning. We are grateful for you. Tables of our heart. So we are writing the word on the tables. God is writing the word on the tables of the children's heart so that they won't sin against him, the Most High God. So they'll know the way. They'll know the truth. When Satan comes to tell them a lie, they go like, no, get behind me. They'll know the difference between God and the enemy. So I thank God for you coming on this morning. Oh, yeah, he's a mighty God, a holy God. So, Father, we thank you for Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you for grace and favor. Lord, bless us and keep us and our children, oh God. Make your face to shine upon us and our children. Be gracious to us, oh God, and our children. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and our children and give us peace and give them peace, oh God. Oh, God, let us be satisfied as well as our children with favor and filled with your blessings, oh, God. Lord, command your blessings upon our children and upon us. Give us revelation and let us be blessed by you, oh, Most High. You are awesome, oh, God. Lord, we don't have any human words to truly describe how great you are, how mighty you are, how holy you are. We just thank you this morning for what you are about to do. Hallelujah. You've done great things. You are doing greater things. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you this morning that we could say, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, that our children are yet alive, full of life. And, Father, this morning we lift up those mothers and fathers who've lost children, who've lost babies, who've lost youth. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to comfort and strengthen those fathers and those mothers who've lost children, oh, God. But, Lord, we thank you that you have a plan for the ones that are yet alive. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, oh, God, Psalms 34:11, come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Your word says in Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father. But a foolish son maketh is the heaviness of his mother. Your word says, Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether it be right or whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Your word says in Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto your father that begot you and despise not your mother when she is old. Your word says in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not and the years draw not, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Your word says in Mark 7:10, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Your word says in Ephesians 6:1-3, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest dwell long on the earth. What a mighty God we serve. He left us the word. He gave us direction in the word. He gave us guidance in the word. So, children, we thank God for each of you this morning. We thank God for what he's doing in you. We thank God that he is writing the word on the tables of your heart. His word, his word, his word is holy. His word is a righteous and a sure word. He's a faithful God. Oh, yeah, he's faithful to us. And I thank God for all that he's done in the adults and all he's doing in the children. So we're going to ask Mother Fanny this morning from Daytona Beach if she would pray a short prayer for the children and their families. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
All right. Would you say a prayer for the children and their families this morning?
I sure will. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. I thank you this morning for being alive and in the normal one more time because you didn't have to do it. But you're doing it for me and you're doing it for others. And most of all, I thank you for your God and angels watching over us all night and all day long, keeping us and protecting us from any harm or danger. Watching over our children, dear Father, I thank you. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus. I thank you for all our children, dear Father in heaven. I pray you lead them and guide them the true way that you want them to go. Help them to go the right way. Help them to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save us all and save our children. Teach our children, show our children the way. Lead them and guide them the way you want them to go. And I pray, God, you look down all the prayers, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I remember last Saturday, in the name of Jesus, the little young child was talking to his parents just like me, like his parents was nobody, Lord. He was giving his parents word for word. The Lord have mercy on that little child, Jesus. He don't know what he was doing, oh God. I pray you'll change his mind and get in his heart. Get in his soul and let him not talk to his parents like that. Obey his parents in the name of Jesus. Please help me, Father. Make a way out of no way. Just be with him, Lord. Be with him, Lord. Make Satan back off of the little children, Jesus. Oh, he wants all the little children and everybody else who he can get his hand on, Father. But he cannot have our children. He cannot have our parents. Our parents got to do what they're supposed to do. Teach their children and show them the children the way. And not do these things they're not supposed to do before their children, dear God. Have mercy, Jesus, on our children. And save our children. Save them and show them the way. Lead them out of the darkness into the light where they can see and understand, where they can believe and they'll love their Lord Jesus. They will do what God said do. They will not obey Satan. They will obey Jesus Christ in the name of Jehovah, mighty God, who made this heaven and earth in the name of Jesus. He made everything in this world. Hallelujah. We got to respect our God. We got to respect his son, Jesus Christ, who died on that Calvary cross to save us. Well, we can have a right to the tree of life. Father, do that for us this day and all the days and rest of the days of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this morning. Amen and amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny, for that awesome prayer for the children, for their families. We thank God. Oh, my God, our children need prayer.
Yes,
we got to continually remember our children and pray for them every day. Don't let them leave home without you praying for them. When they come back home, grab them and hug them. And thank God they ride back home safely. Pray for them in the morning. Pray for them while they're at school. Say a prayer. Even if you're at your desk working, even if you're driving in your car, no matter where you are, remember, pray for the children. Our children, you remember, even during the time of Jesus, they were trying to kill the children. Even during the time of Moses, they were trying to get rid of the baby boys. So, you know, that Moloch spirit is still roaming in the earth realm. But when you pray, God moves. Pray for the children. They're in trouble. Pray. Pray. Thank God somebody prayed for us. Somebody prayed us through. We went through situations. But it's worse now for our children. Remember the children every day in prayer. Don't neglect to pray for the children. They need prayer. We got to continually pray for our children. Well, we got to praise the Lord. You know, when you praise him, oh, yes, he listens. He listens. He listens. So this morning, we're going to be praying for the children, and we're going to be praising our God. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Mighty woman of God. She's the pastor of the church, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing one, just wonderful, just wonderful. Last night we had our family Kwanzaa celebration. We have a celebration every year, and we invite anybody who wants to come. So we had a nice crowd. We had pastors and preachers and friends, and we just had a wonderful fellowship on last night.
Amen.
We always prepare for 100. We didn't have quite 100, But anyway, we had plenty of good food. Oh, my goodness. I cooked until 3 o'clock on, Tuesday. I started cooking Tuesday night and finished up at 3 o'clock on, I don't even know what day it is. I started cooking on Wednesday. Yes, and finished up at 3 o'clock on, oh, my goodness. I cooked for a long time.
I got you. We understand.
Yeah, cooked for a long time. I went to bed at 3 o'clock on Friday. Yesterday, went to bed at 3 o'clock. We had it last night at 6 o'clock. But anyway, had plenty of good food. Oh, my goodness. We had beef brisket, fried chicken, green bean casserole, buttered carrots, just a whole lot of food. Hawaiian rolls, caramel cake, pineapple upside down cake, chocolate cake, and pecan pie. My husband's famous peach tea and raspberry tea. So we just had a celebration, and everybody got food.
Amen.
Yes,
God is so good. He gives abundant supply.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we had a wonderful celebration on last night. I thank God that we were able to do it again. We do this every year. And last year, my sister was so happy while she was there. I mean, she danced around. We were listening to Donald Lawrence. I always have a DJ who comes and plays all gospel music. So my sister was listening to Donald Lawrence sitting on top of the world. And, I mean, she really had a good time fellowshipping with everybody. And we didn't know that this was going to be her last Kwanzaa celebration. But she really enjoyed herself. So even in the midst of awe, I still have joy, and that's the song that I'd like to do today.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Early in the morning, before the break of day, I ask the Lord to make me whole. He holds me, and the Lord keeps me. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. When I get weak and I can't go on, feel like all of my hope and all my joy is gone. Late in the midnight hour, I talk to my God. He gives me joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. One of these old mornings, it won't be very long, you might look for me. And I'll be gone on home. I'm going up to glory, where I'll sing and shout. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. One of these old mornings, it won't be very long. You might look for me, and I'll be gone on home. I'm going up to glory, where I'll sing and shout. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. I've got it, joy. Joy, I've got it. God's great joy. Joy, joy, way down, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome. That's what we need, joy. Not that kind of joy, you know, the happy joy, but the joy that God gives, it lasts forever. Joy, joy, joy. He know how to give us joy. So we are grateful. Thank you, Pastor Don. A beautiful song. We appreciate you. Well, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring the Father on Children's Day. Well, I thank God for one Lord, one faith, one baptism church. The children, oh, my God, it's so many beautiful children. Children, children, children at the church, from the youngest to the oldest. You know, we have little ones and teenagers. So this morning, we are blessed this morning. We have one Lord on with us this morning. And we're so grateful. You know, this morning we have Zacchaeus Baker. He's going to minister to us in song this morning. You talking about a beautiful voice? Oh, my God, he ministers in song, not just on Children's Day, but he sings. Oh, my God, he was singing last night at the church. I thank God for him. He's singing. He has a beautiful voice, so I'm grateful for Zacchaeus Baker. Good morning, Zacchaeus. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you this morning. I tell you, you know, Zacchaeus, he's so tall. He's tall and handsome. I said, Lord, look at your child. He's growing. Every time I look at him, look like he grows some more. I have to look up at him. But he is a mighty man of the Most High God. So I thank God is, you know, the family's training up the children in the way that they should go. I thank God for Pastor Jewel Baker. She's also his grandmother. And she's training up the children. Oh, and their parents are training up the children in the way they should go. So Zacchaeus is going to sing a great song for us this morning. Go right ahead, babe.
Okay. Thank you, Sister G. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. So I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. And find there is none like you. And find there is none
my God. I love that song. Ah, it's awesome. There is none like our God. We can't compare. Thank you so much, Zacchaeus. That was an awesome song. Like I tell you, he has an awesome voice now. He came from a family of singers. His mother is a praise and worship leader. She ministers in praise and worship. And we're so grateful for Zacchaeus. He's a mighty man of God growing up, full of the word. Word is written on the tables of his heart. And that voice, I'm looking for CDs. I'm looking for hearing his name. Mighty man of God. Thank you so much, precious. I appreciate you. Well, we have his cousin, Tatiana Saunders. She's going to pray a prayer this morning, and we're so grateful for Tatiana. Good morning, Tatiana. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Miss Beautiful, she's beautiful. I tell you what, God is sending beautiful, beautiful children in this world. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the children are growing up. I see this young woman at church, and she is full of the word as well. So we thank God. We're going to let you pray this morning. Go right ahead, baby.
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for waking up this morning. Thank you for all of us come be here, Lord. And thank you for everyone to be at service last night, Lord. I pray that you'll keep everyone safe, Lord, and that everyone will be all right, Lord, that no horror danger will come to us, that everyone we love, know, or shall ever met is all right, Lord, that this world will be better, Lord, that everyone can know that God is real and they may come to our church and see it, Lord, and that we love, that he loves each one of all of us, and that everyone is safe, Lord, and you keep all of us in safe in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for that prayer. I tell you, she's a mighty woman of God. Zacchaeus, a mighty man of God. And guess what? She has a sister. Yeah, they're both beautiful young women, the Saunders girls. Her sister's going to be bringing the word this morning. So I thank God. You know, the word of God is so awesome. It covers every area of our lives. Psalms 138:2 says, "For God have exalted your word. He has exalted his word above his name." We are so grateful for this mighty young lady. She's going to speak God's word this morning. She's beautiful, brilliant, and talented. Her parents are training her in the way she should go. I introduce to you Trinity Saunders. She is a member of One Lord, One Faith Baptism Church. Her aunt is our pastor, Pastor Jewel Baker. Trinity, good morning. How are you, Trinity?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let God have his way. Go right ahead with the word.
First, I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for waking us up this morning. I want to thank you, Lord God, for letting us call into this line, Lord God, to speak to you, Lord God, through prayer, Lord God, and worship, Lord God. I want to thank you for everyone else, Lord God, who's woken up today, Lord God. Let them all, Lord God, go about life, Lord God, following your ways, Lord God, and your examples, Lord God, of how we should conduct ourselves, Lord God. I want to pray for, Lord God, people suffering, Lord God. Let them all learn of you, Lord God, and find peace in your hands, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
So my topic today will be of perseverance. The meaning of perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulty or a delay in achieving success. We can use perseverance in everyday life when we're going to school, on our jobs, or even just buying something from a superstore market, Lord God. My first scripture will be Romans 12:12, and this scripture reads, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." This means that by continuing to believe in hope and the prayer, the power of being faithful in prayer, you can persevere through life struggles, therefore giving you power in life. My next scripture will be Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12, and this reads, "Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So what this chapter, what this verse right here is saying is that God has given us the power of endurance, meaning we could go through something, tribulations, trials, whatever it is, and come out on the other end unharmed and powerful, learning from that experience. And this right here has also granted us patience, because we know that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel after this trial. My next scripture will be Galatians 6 and 9. And this scripture reads, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So Galatians, it's saying, like, if you preserve, like, persevere, and you don't become weary of your perseverance, of your endurance, and you just keep on going, there will be a reward at the end of your struggle. Like, there is light at the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, there will be a reward at the end of the struggle. And then my next scripture, James 1 and 12, and it reads, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will reclaim the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." So James is saying that the ones who have persevered life's trials, life's struggles, will receive life, eternal life, heaven, that the Lord has promised to those who have followed him and have believed in him. My next scripture will be Thessalonians 3 and 13, and these are words from Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians. And Paul says, "As for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good." So Paul is saying that you can't waver when you're doing good. You have to be steadfast and endure, knowing your good will, what you're doing, that you know it's right, is the right thing to do, and you don't waver in that. And then my next scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. And Timothy says, "If we endure, we will also reign with him." What Timothy is saying is that if we persevere through trials, we reign with God. But if you don't persevere, if you give up and give in to this evil, to Satan or whatever, like, you can, like, you'll be denied, because you have denied God. And then my next scripture and final scripture, Matthew 24, verse 12. And Matthew reads, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Matthew was saying that those who persevere in the end of the struggles will be saved. He's not saying those who give up will be saved, because they gave up and they gave in to evil. But those who persevered and stayed fast with God will be saved, because they persevere and still believe in God no matter what happened to them. So all in all, perseverance is important and can be applied to our everyday lives. Let's say a child is getting bullied in school. You persevere till the end, knowing that you will come out stronger and you will come out better no matter what. Because God has an award for us at the end, if you can hold on and endure every day the trials. When we successfully endure life's tribulations, our character is strengthened. And we gain more faith and love for God, because we know our sufferings will not be in vain. Thank you.
Amen. Woo! What a word. Jesus. Tell you what. Oh, my God. Pastor Baker, listen to your niece. Look at the fruit of your labor, Pastor. I tell you what. Oh, my God. That was such an awesome word. I am so grateful for your word, Trinity. That's what we need, perseverance. We got to keep pressing on. We're running a race, but we can't give out of breath. We can't give up. And I love, you know, she gave so many scriptures. She is full of the word. When I tell you she's full of the word, she showed us that she is full of the word. So I thank God for Trinity, who brought forth the word of God called perseverance. We can't give up. Continue believing in prayer. you know, continually being strengthened when we read the word, study the word. Trinity, my God, that was awesome. I thank God for you, mighty woman of God. Well, we are grateful. We have Pastor Baker on. She's the aunt of Trinity and Tatiana and the grandmother of Zacchaeus, who sang this morning. She's our pastor at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. And last night she gave a mighty word on deliverance. So I thank God I was in the house to get the word and to be delivered in areas that I need deliverance in. Like she said, we all need deliverance in something. All, you know, as long as we live, things happen to us. So, hey, thank God. Well, good morning, Pastor Baker. She's going to give us some words of encouragement this morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister G. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Trinity, she truly blessed me this morning. Amen. And so that, what I want to encourage the young people and the people of God, amen, yes, great word of God. We must hold on. And even in our struggles and our cares of life, there are things that come to knock us down. But we serve a God, hallelujah, that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ever ask or think of. So that's something to hold on to. And I bless God for the hope. Amen. Our hope should be built in nothing less but Jesus, the word of God. Hallelujah. We have hope that we pass through this life, amen, and cross over to our other life, amen, which is our life forever, eternal life with Christ Jesus. So I have a scripture I just want to read this morning that's going to give us, amen, amen, that we can hold on to. And that's the book of Psalms, chapter 8. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling has thy ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thy mightiest seal the evil and avengers. Amen. We can consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? And so I bless God for that scripture this morning. Amen, amen. We all must come as a babe. Amen. He said out of the babes of suffering, amen, out of our mouths, out of our childlike spirit, amen, that we don't think of ourselves more highly, that we come just as a child. And I bless God on this morning. Amen. I tell you, the children really bless my heart. Children are close to my heart. Amen. We have a lot of young people in the ministry. The Bible says that they are our future. And where you have young people, amen, a lot of children, amen, it speaks life in the body. And that's what we need. Amen. We need life because our older folks are going to go on. Amen. We have our time here on earth. Amen. And there's so much violence coming to our young people. But I want to encourage the young people today, as Trinity already said, hang on in there. As Zacchaeus saying, amen, amen. When your back is against the wall, what are you going to do? I'm going to hang on in there. Amen. When I can't seem like I'm going to make it out of this struggle, the cares of life at school, being bullied or whatever come your way, you hang on in there because your God, amen, will not allow you to fall. Hallelujah. He's there to pick you up. Amen. And there's something great about our God. He says that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. In other words, God will give you the strength. When there's no more strength left in you, amen, the strength of God, amen, will rise up. It will rise up and it will show forth a standard. And that standard is, amen, holiness in the time, in this lifetime that we're in. So much is happening, but our young people, we're trusting in God. All of them not sold out to the devil. Amen. We got young people that are standing on the promises of God. They will not give up and they will not falter. We're praying for our children. Sister G, I thank God for this radio. Amen. I thank God for this because so many young people, amen, they could be doing other things. Amen. They're coming on your station willingly. They're coming with a joyful heart. And that's what God wants. He says he searched the heart of a man. And when our heart is lined up with God, oh, my, we're going to see our children do great things. Amen. And they will be who God has called them to be. God bless you all. I love you. Thank God for Sister Donna. We're praying for you, amen, as you go through in this time of agreement. I bless God for Pastor Fanny, amen, that she blessed us so with the song, amen. You all are somebody in God, and continue to do the will of our Father. God bless you all. God bless you. Take care.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Baker. Hallelujah. Pastor Jewel Baker, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, our pastor, great mighty woman of God in Jacksonville, Florida. So we thank God for each of you. I thank God for Zacchaeus Baker, who sang that song. Oh, my God. I love that song that he sang. Oh, my God. This, there is none like God, none like him. There is none like him. Awesome. So thank you. Thank God for Tatiana's prayer. She prayed, and her sisters wrought the word, Trinity, both Sanders girls. I thank God for you all. Oh, you all a blessing in my life. I thank God you all encourage me when I look at you, and I think, oh, I see what God is doing in your lives. I'm like, wow, look, Lord, you are doing some mighty things in the children. So I thank God this morning for what he's doing in the children and in the adults. So we thank the Lord this morning. Well, we have with us this morning Mother Ludell. She's the youngest woman. God say the same, March 10th. She'll be 98 years young. Good morning, yes. Mother Ludell. She's from Appling, Georgia. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm feeling a little better. Still a little hoarse, but I'm going to try to do something, you know. I'm going to sing.
You going to sing this morning?
Okay, we're going to sing an old hymn, Let the Light from the Lighthouse Shine on Me.
Amen.
Shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh yes, shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know, if I withdraw thyself from me. Oh, where thou shalt I go? Let the light shine on me, O Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, yes, shine on me. Oh, yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know, if I withdraw thyself from me. Oh, where dost I go? Shine, oh yeah, on me. Oh yeah, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Where, shine on me. Oh, light, let the light from the lighthouse shine, oh yeah, on me. Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. We got to let the light from the lighthouse shine on us. It ain't the lighthouse.
No, no.
You know, like she said, ain't Georgia Power and Light, ain't JEA.
No way. No way. It's the light from the lighthouse. And that's above.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother.
That's above.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Lucy.
And then you know what else? It's the light of love. It's the light of peace. It's the light of mercy. And most of all, it's a light that shines down on we as Christians.
Amen.
Let it shine down on us.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother Ludell.
Right.
I tell you what, she's persevered. She has been persevering for 97 years. Soon to be 98, March the 10th. Hallelujah,
right.
2020. God say the same. Well, we're continuing on this morning on Bible Storyland. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. We have Miss Jackie. We thank God she's on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing okay. Hi, everybody.
Amen. Amen.
So
how's your family?
They doing great. Vita just left to go back to Atlanta. Ava, I just left Ava over there. I was going to get her to help me sing, but she was doing the words, so I had to go. So we have to sing by ourselves. We got Miss Maddie here, Monroe. She's going to help me sing This Little Light of Mine.
Amen.
This morning. Okay.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. And
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
My home.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let it shine. My home, y'all. I'm gonna let it shine. In my home.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna
let it shine. Let it shine,
let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Jesus alone may lie. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and call him up. Tell him what you want.
Call him up.
Tell him what you want. Yes, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister
Lord. This little light of mine, Jesus is on the main line. Thank you, Miss Maddie. Jackie, I appreciate it. Give baby Ava a hug for me. I thank God for, you know, the women of God, the men of God.
I thank God for you all being on Bible Storyland. I love you all so much and I appreciate yes. you. As we're getting ready to soon to go into 2020, I thank God. You know, he has blessed us so much, so much. When we look back over the years in 2019 and beyond, we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be grateful for. I mean, you know, if you start writing a list, it's going to be an endless list. Because we have so much to be grateful for. So I thank God. You know, is there anyone on this morning that's not saved? You know, salvation is a free gift, but it comes with a price. Obedience, giving your life to the Lord daily, reading the Word, studying the Word, pleasing God, loving God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And then, you know, we got to keep persevering. We can't backslide now when we keep our eyes forward. But if you look back and we got to look forward, keep our eyes forward, persevere on the battlefield, and God is going to fight the battles for us. So I thank God for each of you this morning being on Bible Storyland. Is there anyone who's not saved on here? All right. Well, I thank God for everybody who's saved. Everybody who's on here is saved. I appreciate each one of you. Well, you know, it's prayer time this morning. You know, we got to continually pray. Pray without ceasing. We can't stop praying. We can't stop. And, you know, our prayer is just talking to the Father, acknowledging him, calling on his name, interceding for one another, doing what the Lord say do. We got to continually call on his name. Continually call on the name of the Father. We got to call on his name. He's available. He's on the main line. All we got to do is call him up. I mean, you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's available. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he's available. 10 o'clock at night, he's available. 24/7. You know, we get tired, but he don't slumber. He doesn't sleep. So it's prayer time. We can call on his name. He want us to call on him. He want us to pray to him. He want us to say, Abba, Father. He wants us to come in the secret place with him. So this morning, I'm going to open all the lines so you can make prayer requests this morning. Anybody who want to make a prayer request, you are welcome to do so. We know we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, her husband, her family, and any other requests, Pastor Donna.
Yes, ma'am. We've had quite a few deaths here in Paducah, but if you don't mind, will you please pray for the Angela Davis family, and the Lester family, that's Laster, I'm sorry, it's L-A-S-T-E-R, L-A-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we got Jackie this morning.
Good morning. This is Ludea Garnett. I'd like for someone to pray for my church family. We had two funerals at the church last Saturday. And for my family, for me, and also Mary Jean. She's doing very well, but say a prayer for her and her immediate family also.
Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? All right. Well, we're going to be praying this morning.
This is
Jackie. I'm sorry. Say that again.
This is Jackie. I have a prayer request for my cousin in Columbia, South Carolina, Angela Mitchell, my Uncle Jesse Mitchell's daughter's in the hospital with congested heart failure, high blood pressure, and some more things. I wish I could go down there and see her. I talked to her sisters this morning and prayed for my cousin, Prenell Mitchell. He has fluid on his heart. So we're just praying for those people, too, and the rest of my family. And my niece, Juan. Pray for my niece, Juan, that she gets out of this depression thing. And my sister's birthday is tomorrow. My sister's birthday is tomorrow, so please pray for her. Evelyn Hazleton.
Evelyn who?
Hazleton.
That's my sister. Okay. Her birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 71.
Oh, Lord, she's catching up with me. Mm-hmm. All righty, all righty.
You my neighbor.
Amen. Mother Fanny, you still on with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mother Fanny, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, her family? And she asked us to pray for several people that, you know, they lost family members.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, Mother Fanny, I'm gonna put that on silent. Go ahead, Mother Fanny.
Say that again.
I want you to pray for
Donna Hawker.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Look down on Sister Donna Hawkins and her whole child family, dear God. You know exactly what they are all going through it, Lord Jesus. I know you can fix it and you can make a way out of no way. Because you is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father. We got to come through by Jesus Christ to get to the Father. And we know everything will be all right, Lord God. I pray you'll give them strength each and every day of their life. Help them to come through what they got to come through. Help them to be saved and sanctified and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Take them as far as you see fit to take them, Lord. Their lives depend on you. Their lives is in your hand. You can do anything and everything without failing. It is nothing that you cannot do for us if we give it all to you. You will make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. So I pray your strength in them. Bless each and every one of them. Bless them, Lord, going out and coming in. Lead them and guide them in the true way you want them to go. Help them to obey you at all time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for them. Thank you for everything you're doing for them in their lives. I ask you to lead them and guide them in the true way to go. Help them to see the light. Help them to see the bright side in the name of Jesus. Make Satan and devil bag up all their family and family members. Lord, they need you. They cannot survive without you because they are weak. Build them up with a tone down. They can be strong in Jesus' holy powerful name. And I know that you can fix it and you can make everything all right for them because you got the Father, you got the Son, and you got the Holy Ghost. You will lead them and guide them all the way, every step of the way. You will love them and you will do everything that you see fit to do. They are life in your hand. And I pray you'll be with each and every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Awesome prayer. Hallelujah. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Jackie Travis and for Mother Ludell as well?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and letting us see a day that we've never seen before. Now, Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I do thank you for Sister Jackie Travis, Lord. I thank you for the work that she does with the seniors, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you so much for Mother Ludell, Lord. You've kept her on the battlefield for so many years. We thank you so much for that, Lord. Lord, while I'm about, I ask a special blessing for Mother Ludell's church, Lord.
Yes.
You know about the loss, Lord. But we know that if you're saved, nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. So we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Mother Ludell's daughter, Mary Jean, Lord. You know all about her because you made her, Lord. So, Lord, we ask a special blessing on her family. Keep them safe, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. Lord, we thank you that they have a mother like Mother Ludell. So, Lord, just continue to bless that family in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for the difference that Mother Ludell is making, even in her church, Lord. She is letting us know that we have to persevere, that we cannot give up, Lord. Lord, we know that we should not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we don't faint. So, Lord, bless Mother Lucille. Keep her strong, Lord. We thank you for the years that you've given her, and we thank you for the strong testimony that she has. Now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing for Sister Jackie Travis, Lord. Lord, bless her. Keep her in your care, Lord. You know what the family is going through. We ask for a special blessing for Sister Angela Mitchell, Lord. You made her. You know all about her. You know the health issues that she's going through, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you're more than a doctor. You're a healer, and there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Brother Pernell Mitchell, Lord. You know what he's facing right now, Lord. So, Lord, touch his body, bless his body, heal his body, Lord, if it be your holy will. We ask, Lord, that you would bless Juan more, Lord. Lord, you made her. You know what she's going through. So, Lord, bless her children. Bless her family in a mighty way, Lord. Bless her sister and her brother, Lord. Lord, bless her mom. Keep them in your care, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask a special blessing on Evelyn, Mary Evelyn Young Capleton, Lord. You made her. You know all about her, Lord. She was brought up in the church, Lord. So, Lord, we are praying right now that she will find her way back to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for what she's been able to do, Lord. But right now we ask for a special touch. She's about to celebrate her 71st birthday, Lord. And, Lord, we know that it's you who's keeping her. It's you who brought her all the way, Lord. So continue to bless her, continue to keep her, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. We thank you that when we call on our name, we have the confidence, Lord, that you'll do what your word says you'll do. So, Lord, bless and keep, Lord. We just need you in everything that we do. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless faith. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Oh, my God, I appreciate that powerful prayer. Thank you all so much for the prayers. Thank you so much for, you know, all that you do daily. God knows. You know, sometimes we do things, good deeds. You think nobody knows. God knows. He knows everything about us. Nothing is secret. Nothing is hidden. So it's not in vain. Just continue on. Persevere. As the young woman brought this morning, Trinity, persevere, press forward to the mark of the high calling. There's a prize on the other end. Yeah, there are benefits to serving God. You know, when we don't serve God, there are consequences. When we don't do what he tells us to do, but there are benefits to serving God. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank God for what you're doing in your daily lives, praying, you know, fasting, doing the will of God. I thank God for each of you. I love you. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for all that you've done this morning, you know, coming in, praying, listening to the word, you know, just being there, being available, being you know, present on Bible Storyland. So I thank God for each of you this morning. And, you know, we serve a mighty God now. He's awesome. He's awesome in all his ways. He loves us, his children. And, you know, he continually keep us in his mind. You know, he's the word says, his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. Can you imagine? We can't even count the grains of sand. But his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. So as we close out this morning, I thank God. Not only little eyes, we got to be careful what we see, what we hear, what we do, and where we go. So I thank God, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out this morning on Bible Storyland. I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare we shall live and not die. We shall declare your works, O God. Lord, have your way in our lives. We surrender all to you, O God. And, Lord, we just thank you, oh, God, for 2019 and all that you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do in 2020. Lord, we praise and honor you. Oh, Lord God, if you don't come before 2020, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into 2020 safe, or healed, delivered, set free. We honor your presence this morning. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this morning that you are a good God. a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, and a faithful Father.
We love you, God.
So we thank you, Lord God. Oh, I thank God for each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday, it will be Senior Citizens Day, the fourth day of January. God say the same. I love you. God loves you even more. Remember, praise the name of the Lord every day. Don't forget. Call on his name. He knows your name. So I thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you all.
Love you too. I love you all too.
Thank God for us all.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Oh, be careful in life what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love.